is up, y'all? Welcome back to Stupid Smack, the podcast. Today we have some special guests, some good guests. Last time it was just me and Kasia, but now we have a couple more guests. So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves or reintroduce myself. Ourselves.
Myself.
Yeah. My name's Ari. If you don't know who I am, I'm Ari, and this is my podcast. Yeah.
Who's next?
Should
we just go down the line?
Yeah, go in order.
Okay, I'm Nina. Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
What else do I say? Should I do like a whole introduction?
You
want me to do like a whole
introduction?
You
can do like a little like fun fact or whatever you want to say about yourself.
My name is Nina. I'm from Colorado. I don't even live here.
Oh my goodness, this is a dating site?
Yes. I'm 22 like years old. I'm single. Looking at, I don't know. I do social media. There.
I'm Dez with the fattest ass. That's it.
I'm Kasia. You guys already know who I am.
Yeah, they know who Kasia is. Anyways, how's everybody doing? How's everybody's day? Kasia?
My day was good. You know, I went to the gym, got a good workout in.
Yeah.
And then what else did I do?
Let me mention
a little secret project today.
Oh yeah. Let me mention one thing of what Kasia fucking did. This is why y'all need friends like Kasia.
Oh.
Yesterday, so for like just real quick, Dex has like a back injury and stuff, so he really can't be left alone right now. So we have to like take turns like leaving the house and being at the house with him. So, and we both work out and we both kind of go in the morning. So I was like, what time are you going to the gym in the morning so I can go like after or whatever? And she was like, I'm gonna go at 8 in the morning so that you can go when you know who goes, so I can see a certain person at the gym. And I was like, this is why you're such a good friend, because she sacrificed waking up early as fuck.
Yeah.
To go.
I gotta wake up early again tomorrow too.
Anyways, Destiny, how's your day? What'd you do?
Fuck them kids. I had a crying ass baby that would not stop. And it's like his second day. And he wants to be held. First of all, we have a schedule. Like, each baby has their own schedule. Like, they eat bottles every 2 to 3 hours or whatever. Mom came in and said, oh, he'll tell you whenever he's hungry.
Oh, so she didn't have him on a schedule before he came in.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. That's not good. Nina, how was your day today?
I remember what I did. I woke up at, like, 9 o'clock this morning.
Must be nice.
And
I've been up since 5.
I woke up and Jay was up and he's like, you want to go to the post office? And I was like, sure.
He's so random.
Yeah. Bro, just be going everywhere.
And then we went to the post office and him and Rocky got their passports. And then,
ooh,
we
where are they going?
Look at them. I already know he's planning a trip somewhere.
Yeah, Finland. Hell yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, and then we went and got sushi, and that was pretty good. And then we came back to the crib and we tried to wake Dawn up so we could film our podcast. And then, bro, just
didn't work.
Yeah.
He had to wait till I get there.
That did not.
He did not get up until like 5 p.m.
Of course.
But it'd be like that, I guess. They always stay up hella late.
Okay. Damn. Let's see. What should we talk about? Let's see. What should we start off with, guys? This is a girls episode. This is the one with the girls. So we're going to be doing all things girlies. Ew. I hate that fucking word. We're going to be talking about all things girls. That's better. All right. Or does anybody want to start off with a question, topic? Anything you want to talk about? If not, then I could pull out like a question, I guess. Let me see what I got.
Yeah, I think you should pull out a question.
All right. Let's just talk about... Oh, okay. So I asked people on my Instagram for like advice or like questions for like a girl talk type beat. So I chose some and I'm just going to start off with some of those things. But all right. Someone said, if you 100% trust your boyfriend, but they don't have that same trust, is that just an insecurity issue?
Well, did you give them a reason to not trust you?
True.
If there's no reason, then that's probably an insecurity. But yeah, if you gave them a reason, like, oh, you're texting all these other boys or something, then
yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, because I feel like in relationships, like, it's normal for, like, one partner to trust somebody, but then, like, maybe not on the opposite end because of something that was done or whatever. So it's definitely an insecurity issue if there wasn't a point in time where you lost their trust or like they lost yours. That's definitely insecurity for sure. What do you guys think?
I agree.
That's it.
I'm like, yeah, there's not really much to say. Like,
I agree too. I mean, every new relationship should start with a fresh trust start. Yeah. Like, if you lost your trust with somebody else in the past, just let it go. Like, doesn't mean that new person is doing the same thing. It's not fair to them.
Yeah.
What that person did to you, whatever.
Fiber. Someone said, how do you know when you're in the talking stage? And that's a good question, because I feel like,
I don't even know. I
feel like all of us are like, how
I feel
do
like,
you know?
I feel like nowadays, they just have to be clear about it. Because you really don't know when you're in a talking stage unless you're really clear about it.
Yeah. Destiny, you've been in a relationship the longest, so
what's your thoughts? How I know that I'm in a talking stage or something like that. It's when they don't ask you to be their girlfriend, because I am someone you have to ask me, or I'm just gonna assume.
I agree.
That
we bless you.
Thank you.
I feel like talking stage is definitely like where you've talked about, like you've been clear about, like, okay, now we're not talking to nobody else, like we're exclusive to each other, and that's, and then you kind of, I feel like, stay in that stage until you're asked out, like to be a girlfriend, because I feel like a lot of people are losing the sense of like girlfriend and boyfriend, and they're just like, oh, we've been together for so long, like, yeah, we're, that's my girl, that's my man. But I feel like the question still needs to be asked, you know,
how long
how long
do you stay in this talking stage for? Would you
that's
say
that's a good ask question?
I feel like 3 months is my max.
Yeah,
but like that's my max. Like, if I like somebody and we've been talking for a minute, like we've already like unpacked our childhood trauma, then like obviously like I'm fucking with you, like I like you, but if you're not gonna sit here and be like, I want to be exclusive with you, I want you and only you, like I feel like that's just like a red flag. Like, why am I sitting here wasting my time doing all these girlfriend things for you if I'm not your girlfriend?
If there's no title. I agree. I feel like 3 to 4 like 3 to 4 months is good, because that's enough time to get to know each other and then kind of get comfortable with each other, and then like if it feels right, then like that's the time to like, you know, like fully be in a relationship, you know.
I feel like a lot can happen in 3 months too.
Yeah,
like
that is a long ass time. It goes by fast too, low key.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else. Oh, somebody said, okay, so since we're on the topic of talking stage, someone said, in the talking stage, what's something you would immediately take as a sign to run, like a red flag? We're all like,
when he
there's a couple.
When he's like a mama's boy.
Yeah. I literally just talked about this. Huh?
I think that's a thing to run from.
Wait, reevaluate.
No. Actually, we won't speak on it, but you've dealt with one.
I've dealt with multiple, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
Well, I think it's like there's mama's boys and there's like mama's boys. Like,
like ones that are like dating their sons type shit.
Me personally, I just can't deal with someone that's like super mama's boy, where it's like, because most of the time, like, you're never going to be enough for that mom, and she's just never going to like accept that, like, you're the one for her son. And also, guys like that are super dependent on their mom, and then they're gonna become so codependent on you, and it's like, I'm not your mom. Like, they just can't separate that.
It's mommy issues.
Like, yeah they just are super dependent on women, and I just can't be with somebody.
I'm like mommy issues. At me,
stop.
Anyways, no, but like, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of like being a hypocrite though, because a lot of girls are like
true
mama's girls. Like, I depended on my mom for everything, so when like I lost her, it was kind of like, damn, like that was like my wake-up call for real.
Yeah,
so like I can understand like why guys are so like,
yeah,
my mom.
But I feel like girls being with their moms is just a little different from guys. Like, we're dependent on our moms, but
at the end of the culture though too, like Hispanic culture, that's just toxic when it comes to mothers.
Low key, I'm a mama's girl, but like not in like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, definitely, like, need my mom for everything, for sure. And, like, depend on her to help me with, like, almost my entire fucking life. But, like, I think it doesn't shine through in my, in, like, a relationship. Because at the end of the day, like, I'm still very independent. And, like, I would just not be codependent on, like, a guy. I don't know how to explain it. But I think, like, overly, like, mama's boys, I can't do, like, where they're just, like, depending on them for laundry, for cleaning, this, that, like food, like
that kind of hell. That's doing too much. Like, bro, you're grown.
Yeah,
especially at our big age.
Facts. At our grown age. So, is there any, do y'all, hold on guys, let me check the camera. I think it just, all right, anyways, yeah. Does anybody else have any like other red flags? I'm trying to think of some. I definitely agree with the mama's boy. I just, Mama's boys are
in a talking stage.
When he's
in a talking stage,
I think like I'm just vibing. Or, I just want to go with the flow.
Yeah no, hell fuck that. No. Fuck hell that. No. Fuck that. I think also if they like said I love you in the talking stage, oof, like yeah, that's just, or they become like just overly attached so early on, like they kind of rush into things. I feel like that's definitely a red flag because then they'll just get tired very fast after that. You know,
that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, I was gonna say like if he's moving ahead of me, I'm like, all right, hold on, we're not on the same page here. Rewind.
Yeah. All right. Do y'all have any questions now? Let me see what I have in mind. Handy dandy telefono.
Do you think it's bad to like fuck on the first date or do it on the first date?
No. Sorry, we'll be PG-13. No, it's fine. We can talk about anything on here. It's okay.
Well, I meant like the cuss words. I didn't know if you wanted to.
Oh, no. The cuss words are definitely fine.
Okay.
We're all good grown age. But, okay, so for that, I feel like at our age, no. Like, it's not bad because it's honestly just like. Also, I feel like it depends on your mental state and like how you carry yourself too. Because obviously, some people just won't personally do that because like of their mentality. But I also am somebody who's like, okay, maybe I won't do that, but I'm not gonna judge you because you did that, you know. So that's why I think it's not a bad thing at all because some people just are cool with doing that, and you know, things happen in the spur of the moment too as well. So I just won't judge. I don't think it's a bad thing.
What about y'all?
Well, no, wait, I forgot what I was going to say.
You think it's bad?
No, I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
I think if the relationship goes really well, then yeah, I think go ahead. But I have been on dates where some have been ass, so I definitely would not give out because I just didn't feel the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just didn't go out with that person.
So you think you have to like, never mind.
Wait, were you gonna say like, do you think it affects like the future of the relationship?
Yeah. Mm. Like, do you think that they'll have a different view? Because you know, guys are like, first date, but it's like, so did you?
Yeah, exactly. It's literally just double standards with that shit, honestly. Because it's like,
beat though.
Yeah. Why can you do it, but it's an issue if the girl does it? Like, you have the same morals then if you were down to fuck on the first day as well. Like, the same decision that I made is the same decision that you made. But why is it any different? Like, no. So it honestly just depends on the guy, because some guys don't really give a shit about that. They're like, cool, like that happened, but doesn't mean she's any different, you know. I think it honestly all just depends on the guy, but it's very fucking double standards to think that girls can't fuck on the first date but guys can. Like, they get praised for that shit.
What do you think this?
So we do what we want.
I did it, so I can't really say anything.
What
I was gonna say, I did it, so I
no.
It'd be like that forever.
First night meeting, I was like, let's go.
Oh my
I've done it too, so me I too. Can't even think about it.
I don't think I've done it. I don't think I did that.
I did it. Let me tell you. We ended up not saying we were in a relationship, but I ended up being with that person for a while.
Maybe on the first hangout I did. No, I don't think so. That was so long ago, I don't remember. Anyways. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Okay, so there's like this other podcast on TikTok that I love. They're podcast, I think it was like Suburbs Talk or whatever, and they always have
Rancho
like,
Boys with like Cynthia and Nick.
Them? Yeah. Yeah. I love, they have the best topics. So like, honestly, shout out to them because a lot of the shit that I see and talk about is because like I see it on TikTok. But they were talking about, and they asked, do girls actually hate it when a guy asks like where they want to eat after asking them out? Like, if he's like, let me take you out. Oh,
don't ask
do you
me on a
eat?
Date if you don't know where we're finna go.
Facts. I would like you to have the plan already structured. So, and girls are so indecisive as well. So it's like, you're going to depend on me to make the decision? Fuck no.
Especially me.
I think it's also attractive when, like, he already has the plan set. Like, okay, I'm taking you out. This is here, like, here at this time, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay.
It shows, like, he's actually interested. Yeah. He has, like, a whole itinerary for the day.
If they did that, are you expecting something not big but like something fancy or whatever?
Or like
picnic in the
Chili's type meat.
I'm down for Chili's. I'm honestly down all for right, like,
so what if he goes
Chili's,
for something but... bigger and like you were thinking like you were gonna go somewhere big?
I think I would still be flattered, but like I would don't like, expect it like from the like, start.
You don't have to do this.
I would be like, he got money.
Like we literally could go to McDonald's and then sit in the car and talk.
I was just
like,
about to say that. I was like, fast food, sitting in the car, down for that as well. Yeah. But like, if you want to take me to a steakhouse, also down for that as well, because I could go for a steak. And I think either way, like, it's just the effort, honestly. Like, the effort he puts into, like, the date mm-hmm. and the plan is what would impress me more than, like, the actual fucking food, you know? Thanks. Yeah.
Just want a picnic in a park. Not right now, though, because my skin will fall off.
Oh, yeah, no, it's way too fucking hot for a picnic in the park. And bugs, too. Yeah. I also saw they were talking about if girl code is stronger or guy code is stronger. Like, which one do you think is stronger? And I just feel like this question, like, it kind of...
Sorry, that was me, because I feel like it's really equal.
I was going to say, I feel like it goes both ways, because for girls, it's pretty strong, but for guys also, like, it low-key be strong as fuck. Like, they don't play.
Did you hear the whole podcast, though? They were talking about, like, that girl code they think is stronger because it extends to strangers.
Yeah, of course. It extends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think definitely at some point it's going to be stronger on the girl's part because, like, in the random moments, like, you're always going to be looking out for a girl. And for guys, like, I feel like they low-key just be minding their business. They'd be like...
Guys do not care.
Can't see in my eyes. But... And also, like, I feel like it runs deeper than, like, friendships with girls. I don't know how to explain that. Like, with guys, like, I just feel like their guy code is super, like, surface level. Like, oh, I fucked with this girl, you can't fuck with her. All right, bet.
Even then, they don't be putting girls off limits. They only put them off limits if, like, they truly, like,
or like,
fuck. Like, I have our friend group, for instance.
Yeah. See, for us,
I did
like,
this.
Yeah, no, for girls,
I
mean, like,
keep the boys. It a secret.
Oh, yeah, like, for girls, I feel like when it comes to, like, claims, it's so different from guys, because, like, you could... like just have a crush on the guy or like flirt with them and like the girl will know like nah off he's off limits now like yeah. Guys don't give a shit about that, like she was saying, like they have to really probably don't. Like the girl for it to be like nah you
or
can't
they'll be
have
like
her.
A first come first or like whoever get there first have her, they don't care
exactly yeah.
Like they'll crazy. Pass girls around until they
I think
like
girls
figure out who they want
them. most girls some girls don't most girls believe in like dibs, so I think guys don't either, you know, so
I feel like it depends.
Do y'all believe
situation.
In dibs?
I feel like it depends on the situation.
I feel like, yeah, kind of. Like, if you're, I mean, dibs on, like, someone, like, that you've been, like, you know, interested in, like, oh, by the way, like, I've been thinking he's cute, whatever, whatever. And then, like, if your friend went and, like, tried to get at him, that's kind of, like, damn, like, you knew I was trying to get at him.
What if he tried to get at her, though? What if it was, like, you liked a guy, and then that guy, like, but y'all never did nothing, like, at mm-hmm. all. Like, y'all was just, like... just surface level friends, but then like he was interested in your friend, would you still like have that dib situation in that point? Because what if your friend like was like low-key interested, like she was like he's cute, like every time y'all talked about him she's like he's cute, like then
yeah
you know,
oh,
but
if he was then I would ask my friend, like I mean if I thought he was also cute mm-hmm. like back, then I would definitely ask my friend like hey like do you care, you know, like I don't know how heavy like you were interested in him, but if she was like oh like, this is my crush, I really like him, like I want to talk to him, and then he liked me just me, I would be like nah, like I'm sorry, you know, like my friend really liked you, and like it would just suck to like bring him around if it got serious in front of her. But if it was just like some like oh yeah he's cute whatever type B, then I would still ask her like is it cool, you know, because I don't want it to be weird if like I happen to start bringing him around type shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
y'all believe in dibs?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I know Destiny does.
Yeah, no, we already know she does.
I know from that just experience like of like middle school and high school type shit, like that was shit in high school middle school, like oh I think this boy's cute, all right bet. Yeah, so no. I definitely believe in dibs, but there's like
I think boys do too, because if we're talking about high school, middle school, boys seem to think they had dibs on me first of all.
Boys do, I feel like, if they're like almost in the same way, like oh I think she's bad, like you know I'm just, but at the same time though I feel like if they thought that and then their guy was like oh like I think she's bad too, they would probably be like bet, like you could have her, like because guys become so uninterested fast too
when their homeboys want them.
Yeah, so they're down to give pass her to his to the homeboy.
But then there's also guys who are like I'm not fucking nobody that my homeboy fuck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of guys like that, but there are some guys that I also know that are like I don't care if he fucked her, but like it depends on like how it was though, like with guys they're like oh, if I was like really interested in her and I fucked her and then you fucked her, then that's weird. But like,
but if they it was just
a- yeah, if it was just a fuck, they don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Us talking about boy, like four boys. We're like, we know how you guys are.
Yeah, no, for real.
Oh shit, wait. Anyways, all right, y'all over there on that side of the table got any stuff? Because you know this side of the table has been carrying talking. A little.
I've, what?
First of all,
no, I'm on a talking like spree.
I believe in dibs. Yeah.
No, 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 no. We're talking about new stuff. You got a topic question? Anything?
I ask. I retaliate.
Relax
questions,
with the like, slamming of the let's table. Let's go around. Your microphone this. Goes out. Let's when rewind, you do that.
Recap, and let's go back to when I was adding on questions to the questions.
Okay. Okay. Destiny.
I just go.
I know you got some good questions like, in that brain there.
You know nothing, what's on that brain?
Nothing sexual, please.
You know what's in this brain?
Or do it because it's money.
I think two.
The only thing in this brain is like, damn, bro, I ain't eating nothing but a chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A today.
And who did that? You.
That's to yourself.
No.
I'm just out of time and I wanted to take a nap, so I didn't stop to get food. Anyways, let me think. How do you feel about a guy that's like, he shows jealousy, but it's overly jealous sometimes,
like
he's a two.
Can you get can you give like just an example, like what is he overly jealous about, like just one, like, example? You don't have to go too deep. Okay, I know what
I
you
think
mean.
We know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
I think
look,
I know
that's
what we're
literally
talking
like
about.
Such a thing with girls, the look. Mm-hmm. Like you just have
that
to
was
like
definitely the look. So we
it's yeah, just it's jealousy brain. On either what I wear, what I do, who I hang out with.
Yeah,
you're one.
Yeah,
you're Daffy Dab every time you complain
this
about something.
He was
that
a 10, but he's jealous.
There's just no way I can be with someone jealous like that, because personally me, I have so many guy friends, and I'm also just somebody who like is gonna wear what the fuck I want to wear and do what I want to do and hang out with who I want to hang out with, because I know I'm secure with myself. Yeah. And that I would never do anything to ruin my relationship with the person. So I just can't be with somebody like that, because just
there's like
literally
a, there's like a little good level of jealousy. Like let's say you're out and about and this guy walks up to you and he's like, hey, like comes
and that's when
you
I say, like, hey, I got a man.
Yeah,
that's like when I say I got a man.
No,
and little, then they go walking.
The little overprotectiveness is cute here and
yeah,
there, but
like
not
the territorial
too much.
Stuff.
Not too much though.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the territorial.
If he's cool
stuff
about it, like if he's yeah. like yeah, nonchalant, he's like jealous.
Yeah.
Or yeah, like
whatever.
He just
like he sees a guy
waist.
Like staring at you and he's like,
yeah, yeah.
Get your ass over yeah. here. I'd be like, okay, I'm coming.
You're like,
you're like, you want to take a bathroom break?
So let's go. We leave it.
We out. Let's go. Let's go home. We don't
oh
need to be
gosh.
Here. No way.
That's so funny. No, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But no, it's a no for me with a jealousy with a jealous person like that.
Yeah. I feel like that's just like deep rooted insecurity.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, jealousy and insecurity is almost like insecurity plays a big role on jealousy, I feel, especially in relationships. So yeah, like so no.
As long as you guys treat each do respect for each other.
Yeah.
My next question is, what if you really like this boy? Like he's like a 10 in your eyes, personality wise, looks wise, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then one of your parents looks at him and is just like, no. Or one of your or like your best
so
friend.
Tough. That's
or like
so
your best
tough.
Friend's like
just kidding.
No.
That's so
wait,
tough.
Wait, bestie, I don't give a fuck about. But like my parents,
someone you really trust is like what
wait,
I'm getting at.
Like they, like the parents don't think he's like cute, or they just don't like him,
they
like personality.
They don't
like he didn't
they
make
don't like it.
He's not
maybe
that's not gonna
cut.
Work.
Yeah, I can't be.
That's
with
not gonna
my
work.
Don't like.
Yeah, and if my bestie don't like you, that's also not
yeah,
gonna work, because
I think the
this bitch
part.
Is always around. So parents, I can't either. My mom is so judgmental. So like, she's just gonna be like, fuck no, don't bring him around if she don't like him, if he don't make good
that
impression.
That would suck so bad though, because like any family outing, like you can't even like invite your boyfriend because he's gonna be uncomfortable.
Exactly And the family's just gonna be like
Would y'all be with somebody if you knew that their parents didn't like you?
No,
like their mom or
no,
because
I feel like I would be in constant, like I would just be uncomfortable all the time,
and
I
then every time
be
they
around.
Come over I have to like try to be like, oh, hi.
Yeah. Like, times 10, though.
Yeah. What if he was like, I'll cut my family off for you?
No.
You still going to stay with him?
No, I can't. Like, no, because family's so important.
And shit, like, they still have to go, and I'm not going to have a family.
I feel
family
like that's debatable.
Like,
family's so important.
But I feel like if he has like a good relationship with his family and he wants to cut him off from me, I'm just going to tell him, like, no, you can't do that because, like, you need your family. But if he doesn't have a good relationship with his family and his family's just being haters against our relationship, then I would be like, bet you could cut them off. Like, if that's your choice. But also, I would still would feel like I would hold guilt, like, that somebody cut off, like, their family for me. You know, I don't know. I just, no, I don't know if I would be able to, like, live with that, you know, unless his family was, like, just horrible, then maybe. But it's personal choice. That's like, hard, though, low-key.
I feel like it's situational.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just depends on what's happening in the family and shit.
All right, let's see. All right.
Smash.
Okay, but I have a question. I just thought of it in my head. All right, so if you're in a relationship, like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, you're in a relationship, do you think, like, as yourself and your partner are, like, can you still find other people attractive? Like, obviously, I'm not saying, like, you can like another person, but, like, can you still find other people attractive and, like, be attracted to other people while in a relationship?
Yes. I can look at a menu, but that don't mean I gotta order off the menu.
Okay. Okay, Fer. She came with a little analogy. Is that a...
Metaphor.
Metaphor. Oh, no, bro. I'm really not.
Same shit.
I left school too early. Geisha, why are you shaking your head so much?
Because, like, I feel like there's always going to be somebody out there.
I don't think you can stop attraction
he's cute,
either.
He's attractive. Oh, but I have him.
Yeah.
And I like him.
I feel like it's normal, but, like, don't tell me, like, type thing.
You don't
like,
want to know?
No, I'm saying, like if you, like
oh, did you see
so
her? Oh,
if you're out eating. So,
yeah, if you're out eating and checks a girl out.
Walks in, he's like, oh, she's cute, or like whatever.
Or he's like,
you
want him
to tell you? Like, I'd have been like, you could check her out.
That's my next question.
I don't know. It depends. Was I looking too?
I know better. If he looks in a respectful way and says something about her in a respectful way, then I won't be upset. But like, if he's trying to be sneaky about it and like be weird about it, then it's gonna make me upset. Yeah. But I just rather just not know because like whatever. Like then you know.
And try to do a look that's not like.
Yeah.
Do but more like a...
I feel like you can't not be attracted to people, like, regardless if you're in a relationship or not. So, it's normal. Like, you know, as long as he's not, like, trying to fucking get at the girl and shit. And, you know, it's getting to, like, a more higher level thing, then it's cool.
Then that is cheating.
Yeah. What was your question you said? You had one?
Because I seen this on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I was scrolling one day. They're like, how do y'all feel about girls who try and please their men by, like, being like, oh, did you see her ass? And they're like both looking at the girl walk by.
Oh, I've seen that video.
And it's like, weird.
Yeah, I don't. I
they're
mean,
doing
me,
that just
I
to
just,
be like
cool, like yeah, you know, yeah. Like oh, cool I'm the cool girlfriend. Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's kind
of
weird because it's like,
no, I'm not gonna do that.
Because it's just like, why are you trying to get your man to look at other people? You know, like just let him do it on his own.
That was
it's
like just, a trend.
It's just weird
like,
to like force him.
Have you seen that trend?
Yeah.
It was so long. It was like you sent a picture of a girl and you're like, do you think she's pretty? And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, why are you saying that?
Yeah, no, that's just weird to force him.
Yeah.
Damn, I just had a fucking question and I forgot what it was.
Dominant.
Oh, Keisha, can you click record on that camera, please? All right, anyways, sorry. Do you guys think being like petty works and like it's worth it? But do you think it's worth it?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I win every time.
It's not worth it.
I don't think it's worth it. It works, but it's not worth it.
Yeah, because then, like, after the fact, you're like, damn, I need to do all that. Like, I did the most. And I always apologize, though. Like, I'm always like, shit, I was being petty, my fault.
Are we talking about, like, in general?
No, we're talking about...
Or, like, just with relationships?
In relationship, like, with a... Just with a partner... Like, with a boy, do you think being petty works? And is it worth it?
I used to think that.
I used to think being petty was... I
don't know, because I get hit with it, so it's like
in high school I was very very petty, like purposely, and like for what? Because at the end of the day, like half of those motherfuckers did not turn out to be my man, or they weren't my man in the fucking moment anyways.
My man.
So I think it obviously works.
I think it like depends on the degree of pettiness too, because if you're like if someone like let's say he goes and he likes another girl's picture, but you go and fuck another guy, then that's kind of
that's doing the most
pettiness.
But if it's like, I'm just saying pettiness just in general, like just being like doing those, like, you know, throwing shots, being shady, like,
yeah,
it works, but I don't think it's worth it in the end of the, because
it's not healthy.
Yeah, so.
It's not, I don't know, exactly, because with arguing, like, it's at the same time
we do it, but it's like in a funny way. Like it's not serious. That's why I was like, it depends on the extent of it, because like, let's say that here, I'm just gonna give an example. Let's say that one day I walk into the bathroom and it just smells shitty in there, and I start making fun of him for it, and let's say, like, I don't know, I
don't think that's the way we rent it. We're talking about like
I think like joking petty is more is like, oh, like, you know, this girl like is a, like you joke around about this girl that likes him, you're just like, oh, did you see your girlfriend today looking at you, like something like that. But like, if you're not mad about it, you could joke about that.
Yeah.
But pettiness, I just think like it's not healthy. There's no point to it. Before, I would have been down for it, but now if a boy tries to throw it my way, I would just be like, don't get petty with me.
I think it's unhealthy and like low-key toxic. Like, it's definitely like ick as well.
Petty, I feel like in the way that y'all are talking about it, would be like if he does some shiesty shit and then you go and like post on your Instagram story like a quote, like you go find a quote and is like,
not that,
fuck
that,
this dude type shit, like, or like you start tweeting, or like you just start being like petty, like you start acting petty, like you post,
everyone
like,
in this room is guilty of that.
I do it all the time. I'm guilty.
In high school, like in the 11th, like 10th, petty was like a big thing.
Yeah.
And I literally had a t-shirt that said Queen Petty on it.
Oh, I just remember that one. Mine was like P-E-T-T-Y.
The cheerleaders.
Hell yeah. It was like one dude and he just like did the clones.
Viral. All
right.
Yeah, that show was
Do you think Snap Score, like, I'm just gonna do like different, like Snap Score, likes and like following matter, like do you think that matters and has an effect on the person?
Depends.
Snap Score over 1 million, he's a whore.
What if he's like, had it since middle school, bro?
I'm like,
still a whore. I've had my shit for freaking 8 years and my shit is not even close to 200k.
That's the thing, like, that's job.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, if I
but
see a score,
doesn't score come from snapping people though?
Yeah,
not
it comes
posting.
From snapping people because it comes from.
He
posting.
Has to constantly snap his manager videos.
We are not talking about here. No. We're just talking about in general.
And well, I can't go off anybody else.
We're not putting names.
Likes and followings though. Yes, I do think that like plays a role, because it's like, if you're following a celebrity, okay, that's fine. I don't really care.
Yeah,
but if you start following someone that's like obtainable, and I notice you're always in their likes, then it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
y'all think likes are that deep?
No
sometimes, because I've been proven otherwise. Like, well, I see likes, come to find out they're in the DMs, come to find out they're fucking.
Yeah, if it's like definitely somebody that like, not that you have a past with, but almost like a past where like you've said like that you thought she was attractive and or you've like had a conversation with her, then like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're just liking like a pretty girl's picture, I really don't give a fuck, because like, you know, especially for a relationship,
as long as you don't like take it to the extreme and try,
yeah, if it's just
DM
a like, it's just a like
stuff.
But
or like comment under, then it's like
yeah,
okay.
Comment
no,
is doing the most.
Yeah,
but
comment
like
is really going
like
out the way, like, you doing the most. And following, like, honestly, I don't really care either. Like, if you're following her, you're not really interacting with her shit, then cool. Like, you're just looking at her. Yeah. Like, if you were looking at a girl in public. Yeah. But if you're following, interacting, and doing other shit, nah. That's when it matters, and that's an issue. Snap Score, to me, like, I really don't be looking at that shit, to be honest. I didn't really know what that shit was until, like, a couple months ago.
Oh, neither. I just like seeing the tweets, so it's like, if it's over 1 million, he's a whore.
I used to, have like guy friends who end up getting girls, and their girls will literally go through like their Twitter followers or anything and just follow any female on there. Like, they could just be friends with them, like they will just unfollow every female. I don't think I would do that. That's kind of all right, now you like
that
that's like
friends.
If one of our guy friends get a girlfriend and he literally just unfollows and blocks all of us, like,
oh no, that's all
weird. Right, now it's lore.
I definitely will stalk my friends' new mans for them though, to see what kind of girls they follow, just to know, you know, just to have that knowledge.
I'll go on a stakeout.
I hate going through the following, because then I find out I'm really not his type.
Oh yeah,
Ari's
that's
really
so tough.
Good at it since like middle school.
Yeah, it's kind of my job.
It's scary.
Anyways, not gonna talk about me. Let's see what else. Oh, so okay, let's talk about, since we're talking about things that matter, do you guys think body count matters?
No.
No.
Look at me being a little host. Do you think body count matters?
No.
I don't either, unless, as long as you're not dirty dick.
Some people say yes. The people who say yes is usually because they're like, they have more experience than me or whatever.
I'm like, be with somebody experienced because then they know what they're doing.
Teach me something.
Teach me something.
As long as you're safe and there's like, you know, no bumps down there when we go to it.
Yeah, as long as you have no past of like STDs catching something, or you're not dirty, then whatever. Because past is in the past, like, you know. You can't judge people for.
I'm gonna still joke about it though.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. You tell me that your body count's over 20, I'm gonna be like, damn, you know more than 20 people. Like,
I need to.
But I don't really care, honestly. All
right. Let's see. I got a good question from what somebody said. In the bed, yeah. Do you like to be the more dominant person, or do you want him to be the more dominant person? Damn, I didn't finish the question. You just said him.
Him. Literally him.
I say him.
I need you guys to explain that.
Okay, I say him. It should be him in general. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be me on a special occasion.
Look at. She said special.
You know, if I'm feeling it, then I'll go for it.
Yeah.
I'd say him because I like being told, like, what to do. And then, like, that shit, like, turns me on more. Like, if you're sitting there and you're like, come over here. Like, like, turn around. I'm like, okay.
Turn around.
You're like
turn around.
Or, like, when they're like, get on top. Then that's when I want to be in control.
Oh, fuck
like,
no. Yeah,
when I'm going to
turn around and get on top.
Because then I'm like, Destiny's a pillow princess, huh?
Yeah.
You're a pillow princess?
Of course.
You don't like being on top, for real? I love that.
I don't
shit.
Mind.
I feel like it feels.
If I gotta work these legs.
If we work,
they need to be like doing some work to get these work.
I don't mind being on top. If we switch it, that's go for it.
Like, I don't want to be in on the pillow 24/7. So, like, I don't care to do it, him, but it's
you,
just like.
But you're him. You want him, like him. The question was like, you want to be more dominant or him?
H. I am
him. H. Guys, I might shock you, but it's not him for me.
You like being dominant?
Yes. Damn. Sorry, I did not
straight
mean
us. Yes.
I did not mean to say it like that. Yes, until I'm tired, then it's your turn. But for most part, what? I do like to be.
Why are you looking at me?
I feel like you got a thought. I heard it through my headphones.
But I do, yes. I want to be more dominant until I'm like tired. I'm like, all right, it's your turn. But most of the time, I like to be
initiating
in control.
It? But I like to be like, have you seen those videos on TikTok where it's like they're throwing them in slow motion on the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to throw.
I'll initiate the hoe real quick and be like,
I saw this.
You just push
this,
your butt against them. Pushing person. The butt against the guy.
I don't have to.
Always works.
I just look at them.
Fake sleep.
Oh, I'm not gonna say that because y'all don't want to know about that.
No, go.
Anyways,
I just
next.
What were you gonna say?
Caller.
I have saw like, you know, when somebody screenshot something on Instagram and reposted on TikTok. Okay, so they reposted something saying like, there's people that are just bed people, like they will just only fuck in bed, nowhere else.
Oh, hell no.
I wanna
we in the bathroom,
on the
kitchen,
wall, bathroom,
in front of a mirror,
bed, closet.
Whoa. In the woods.
My game chair, whatever chair.
The Mile High Club.
What?
Yeah.
You don't know what the Mile High Club is?
When you
fuck
in
a plane. Do you know how
thrilling this is? Not a PG-13 episode. I need to put a disclaimer in the beginning of this shit. This is not PG-13. This is rated 17 and older.
I'll be
what's
down.
The,
no,
like, where's the most wild spot? Mm. Or what's the what?
We're gonna talk about personal experience.
What's
my
the most
parents,
wild?
My grandparents cannot watch this episode.
You've ever done. Most wild position and most wild. Like location.
Okay, I don't know about position because I don't remember, but I can tell you the wildest place. But I'm not going first, so I need somebody else to open this this conversation up.
I don't really have a wild place. The only wild place would be like a car. That's it.
My wildest.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't like the foot. Anything Destiny has to say, I'm like.
I got a lot.
No,
front seat.
Backseat.
My
front seat's cool though, but backseat.
Wildest position is like.
No. Can you just do the location? I don't want to hear the position, please.
We're off the bid. Or I'm
not. We're going to hear it anyway.
And no. Basically, a
okay. A handstand.
Leaning on the bed.
Please say the location.
Okay, location.
Interesting.
Let's
wait
see.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to like imagine this.
Ouch. My ankles.
Sorry, my foot.
In, I gotta whisper this because he's in the other room, but it was in a parking lot of a football game while there were people all around.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course. I got two.
Did the football team win?
I
had
two as well.
First.
Of course, it was our team.
Grandma, if you're watching this, please don't watch this.
Oh, my
God. I lost my virginity at my grandparents' house.
Oh,
my God.
And they were home.
My virginity story is
Gnar.
Awful. I had a dog looking at me the entire time.
And then another place would probably be like in a hotel bathroom, but there were other people in
Fuck.
The room.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, then if we're going that
then far? It was like late. And
no, Destiny,
they were like,
stay
what
quiet,
you doing?
Destiny.
It was in the garage. That was the craziest spot for me.
Damn. Were there people home?
It was. Remember when we had to talk about other people in the room?
Yeah. I'm so dead.
My craziest this is honestly so fucking embarrassing, but fuck it. I think my most out of pocket place was definitely
oh shit, we had the same experience.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Y'all didn't have a patrol?
No.
Patrol's going to stop who?
And then I think my second one would be probably like on the side of
yeah. Side? How the fuck?
How did you?
Oh no!
On the wall, in the grass? Basically.
No, not like on the wall.
Yeah.
On the wall.
Kish gets it. Kish
shingles scraping your back.
That's basically like fucking on wall right here.
I think that was probably the. That's all I can think of.
She getting a deep scrub. While getting a deep scrub.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Let's
did
see.
Y'all ever have a threesome?
No.
You had to think about that.
Gnar.
Because, like, it is. No. Probably not. I'll probably have to get paid for it or something.
Oh.
Sorry, that was my foot that hit the chair.
Oh. No, yeah. I just. No. I don't think I could. Two
but
girls,
like,
one boy,
two girls
boys, one girl,
two
I can't.
Boys. I would probably
two
do
girls.
Two girls.
I would do two girls too. If I had to. I wouldn't do it, but if I had to. And it has to be a boy that I don't like.
Because I would rather kiss the girl than see the boy kiss another boy.
I don't think that's how it works.
I know.
I think if it's two guys,
you're just gonna have two dongs.
If it's two guys, it's coming
at
basically
you. That's
isn't that basically a train if it's two guys? Or no? My train is three.
I don't know. I had a couple of guy friends who did threesomes, and it was like.
This is definitely getting cut out because I don't know if this can fucking even go on YouTube, but anyways,
demonetized.
Hell yeah,
let's see. Does anybody else have a question? If not, then I'll do like the last one and we'll just call it.
Mm-mm. Could y'all be with a guy that you know he's got with someone in the friend group?
Wait,
like in their friend group, like he like introduced you and he's like, oh yeah, like
no.
You're my girlfriend, but and then like later on he tells you like, oh yeah, by the way, like,
why didn't you tell me this first?
Girls,
yeah. First of all,
yeah, why are you trying to hide it? That's weird.
No,
but if he wasn't trying to hide it, he was just like, he just didn't.
No, fuck him. No, there's plenty dick. No.
So you couldn't be with him
no.
at all. Or what if
no.
he was like, I'll cut her off for you? You still wouldn't.
No, because you should have told me first of all. Like,
okay, what if
first...
he told you first of all?
Yeah,
if he told you before he even introduced you to them.
Okay,
he's like, yeah, by the way, there's a girl in my
friend. How long have we been like dating before I finally got
not long, clearly, not long clearly because
okay.
like you're just meeting his friends.
Well, it's the reason why I asked that is because you could be dating for a really long time and you finally come around the friend group and then he's like, oh yeah, this is someone I used to fuck with.
No, he told you previously.
Battery's about to die.
Yeah, I'll switch the angle over there.
Yeah, if he's like, okay, I'll let her go. Okay, do it.
Don't think, like, if you told me from the jump, I probably wouldn't care as long as, like, they just weren't, like, close and, like, touchy-touchy. Like, they just, you know, were cool. And if I could just see that they're just friends.
No, like, she
definitely
met the mom and everything.
I would definitely have to build up the trust with the friend, though, because I would be like,
Let's steer topics of moms, I guess.
Yeah.
Moms? Like, if she met the mom, you'd be mad?
No, like, if they were that close to where she met the mom.
She was like kicking and like with the mom
close
and
oh, well, with family. They like dated. Then that's not like just they just hooked up. Like if they just hooked up, then I wouldn't see it as a big deal. But no, if they like, dated, they that's only not gonna work.
Once, they're in
but
the like, friend group.
But like
the friend, yeah.
Yeah, he said that she said the person in they like fuck somebody in the friend group.
Yes, yeah, but they I'm are like so just naturally really close parents. To the parents, like really close to the parents, like how.
Like y'all are close Melissa, with like Melissa. We are with Melissa.
Oh. Like they don't have to date, but
I think it's fine. I don't
know. I don't care because shit, I'm close with the parents because I ain't got no fucking family out here.
If it's a
here.
Friend group thing, then if it's
I thought you meant like if they
thing,
had
yeah.
a past, like if they yeah. had a past together.
Yeah,
then
that is what I meant. But, yeah, you know it's
how deep of a past.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Like never know. Talked, just fucked.
No, I don't care. No. As long as y'all not weird about, like, you know, they're not, yeah. like,
no,
close or touchy.
I can't be in a friend setting, like, we're all hanging out, and then I see him looking at her. Because in my thought, I'm thinking, damn, he's probably thinking about how he fucked her.
Maybe, unless they moved past it. Unless it was just a fuck, it meant nothing to him, then he could probably just be cool about it.
Nope, can't do it.
What about girl besties?
No. Well, depends.
I can't say no because I am a girl best friend.
Yeah, I'm a girl too. Best friend, so I can't really. I support it.
If they're platonic, like, and you can obviously see that, then
there's like nothing hidden. Then I'm fine.
But if she's weird and she's trying to be like that, pick me, like, oh, my best friend. This is my best friend. No, that's
trying
weird.
To wear his shit over yeah, yeah. you and like trying to come and be like, well, I was here first, so you gotta.
There's boundaries.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Fuck, we know.
But if it's strictly platonic,
shit.
Then I don't care. I just can't disagree with it because I'm a fucking girl best friend to hella people. So
I'm one of the bros, so I can't really.
Yeah. I'm not a girl best friend.
I'm a
that's
girl best friend.
Yeah.
Reasons.
Before we go, there was something else that they talked about on their podcast that I liked, and that I was asking the boys because I watched it when I was with them. Oh wait, no, I wasn't with the boys. I was with somebody different, but. So it was like, if you're out with your homegirl or your homeboy, did it die yet? Oh, if you're out with your homeboy or your homegirl, like, and they, like, want to, like, basically hook up with this person, like, would you let them use your car to hook up? Like,
hell no.
I don't have leather seats, so no.
Same.
As long as you go and get that, like, expensive ass detailing, like, inner detailing. Then go ahead.
I feel like for my girls, yes. Especially, like, yes, put a blanket down.
Cool. In the back seat where I don't sit.
Yeah, cool. Put a blanket down. For my guys, it depends, too. Like, if they're really, really trying, like, it's a girl they've been trying to get at. And, like, you know, I'm going to be like, bet, put the blanket down. You good.
I have leather seats, so I'm chilling.
Just don't do the most and leave my shit dirty as fuck. Because then I'm going to be like, yeah, no. But if you take care of my shit and you put the blanket down, then
let
sure.
it air out.
If it was me trying to use my friend's car, I would want them to let me, you know.
Yeah. What about your bed?
Fuck no.
Oh, fuck no. That's
fuck. But I can put an air mattress in my room on the floor, but I don't know.
Why
about
my
bed
catching you?
What? Hello?
Oh, okay, that was weird.
Yeah, I could put an air mattress on the floor and you could use my room, but I don't know about my bed.
Yeah. You could just use the fucking floor if it's carpet.
My bed.
Even if they're like, I'll wash your sheets. Fuck
no.
Them.
What if
no.
you have, what if they put spare sheets on
buy
the bed?
Buy me
like,
a new mattress.
Like, if we have extra sheets.
They gotta put a spare sheet, a spare comfort.
They gotta put towels over them.
No, they need one of those sheets that go over the bed for pissy people. I mean, no, is that a slur?
Oh, like a mattress topper?
No, that's not a slur. What is that?
Like a mattress topper?
Yeah. It's not a slur to call people pissy,
know.
Right?
For my girls, though, some I'll let y'all, like, if you need that, I'll be like, of course, go.
You gotta be like, please, 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 I'm really just trying to fuck right now. And be like, all right, bet, go ahead.
Right now, you're gonna have to put some shit together before you hop in my bed.
Facts. All right, well, that's it for today, loves. I hope you guys, fuck, I don't want to make this like a goddamn YouTube outro, but that's it for tonight. I hope you guys, you know, had fun listening to us talk, our little girl talk. It did get very... rated R, but we laid it all
eat
out tonight.
Nutri-Grain bar,
huh?
Tell them to go eat a Nutri-Grain bar.
We laid it all out tonight, and that's that. So yeah, like that's all I have to say, honestly. So goodbye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Let me use my little button.
Stupid. Oh, we should say smack.
Bye, Dallas. What is it? Good night, Dallas.
Good night, Dallas. Have a good night.